like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Wayne Miller.
This is It's Movie Time.
It is.
Gosh, the world is so hot with warfare. Nothing more hot than the Middle East.
What's interesting, and of course the movie we're reviewing is Beirut.
Beirut.
Even though it starts out in 1972 and then it jumps to 1982, it takes place like 36 years ago, but yet some of the things are still very relevant.
John Hamm plays the alcoholic James Bond.
Yes.
In the Lebanese Civil War in the 1980s.
Even though that he's drunk and he's got stubble and he kind of like, you know, looks like that he's really been kind of beaten up by life, that he still has that old Hollywood handsomeness about him.
Oh, it's Cary Grant shabby.
That's exactly what I thought. And I was thinking, I believe he was in The Town. He brings a gravitas to his roles that I think is very good, which suits him fine. And there's another good one is Dean Norris that people, TV fans like myself, would remember he played in Breaking Bad.
It's about prisoners who are being held, and you have the PLO involved, and who knows who else.
Mossad from the Israelis,
To exchange prisoners, Hamm is brought in as an accomplished negotiator. Mm-hmm. He's now doing labor stuff stateside.
Yeah.
And they bring him in because he is good friends with one of the prisoners who's being exchanged. And I'd like to say, beside Brad Anderson being the director, and he did The Machinist in Trans-Siberia.
Yes.
But the writer is Tony Gilroy, who wrote Michael Clayton. We have some accomplished stuff going on here.
Yeah. You could almost see George Clooney in this.
Oh, yes.
He was
good
kind of an attorney fixer in Michael Clayton.
Very good.
And you could see him with some stubble and battling alcoholism. And
one of the limitations of the film, it really is a boilerplate spy story.
I'm glad that you brought that up, because if I had anything that I would quibble about the movie was the very pat ending. There's something about the ending. A lot of things are kind of tied up.
How can the bad guys, who are really pretty smart, allow that to happen?
Well, Well, and as they kind of drive away in kind of the sunset, and then on half of the screen is an American flag waving. And then they show newsreel clips of the Marine Corps barracks that was bombed in Beirut, you know, shortly after that, and all the Israeli invasion of Lebanon. And of course, Lebanon, unfortunately, is kind of like a pond between Syria and Iran and Iraq
and Israel.
And Israel, and the U.S.
Oh, my Lord.
The best thing I like about the movie, the Beirut set, where did they find like a town that could stand in for a devastated Beirut?
Morocco.
Is that where
that's where this film?
Because it was
Except you have your little pots of fire here and the bombs in the background. You do have some pretty stock stuff.
Especially the little bonfires, you know, and stuff. It kind of looks like something you'd see out of American movie about the Depression.
It was enjoyable, and I was telling a friend who was there with me that one of the reasons I like these films, as Mary Irene and I did last week, Foxtrot. Which is also more about Israel, and I thought very illuminating about that tough warfare. But these films about the Middle East, these two in particular, Beirut and Foxtrot, help give me a sense of order out of chaos.
Of course, I'm a historian.
Yeah.
You know, I like reading this stuff, and I can't tell you who's really basically in charge of Lebanon now. It's almost like a board game like Stratego or Risk.
Oh, that's,
you know,
good,
it's kind of like Beirut. One time it was called the Paris of the Middle East.
Yes, you're right.
Very cosmopolitan, beautiful, and the movie opens with people frolicking on the beaches.
Wayne Miller, the film is Beirut. All I want is the grade you are applying to this film.
I'm going to give it a B-.
All right.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give it a B.
Okay.
It's a really good, fine movie. But I think we ought to go to Iceland and Germany rather than going over to Lebanon.
I don't think we'd have a lot of fun in Beirut. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.